morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known,
and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot care for yourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. You teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Acts, chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angels standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who was called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God. When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 148 responsively with me, with enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, highest heavens, and you are above heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and frost, storm and wind, fulfilling his command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and women alike, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all of his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. The second reading is from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I will say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Okay, before I dive into the sermon this morning, we're going to do a little class or lesson or whatever you want to describe it. We're going to do a little teaching. My understanding of this reading of Acts this morning helped me better understand what I'm getting ready to go into in the gospel. And it might help some of you, or maybe not. You might already understand what he was trying to say in here. It'll just maybe give you a little update. But the apostles and believers throughout Judea heard the Gentiles receive the word of God. Peter went to Jerusalem, sat and ate with the uncircumcised men. Peter was criticized for doing this. Peter told them a story from the beginning about four-legged animals praying in Joppa, something about a large sheep, wild beast, etc. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Peter replied with, "Surely nothing passes through these lips that's impure." And the voice had said to him, "Do not call anything impure that God made clean." This happened three times, and then it pulled up to heaven. Well, throughout this, the whole thing on Acts here was explaining all this throughout the whole time. You know, the reptiles, birds of the air. And during this, at that very moment, three men sent to Peter from Caesarea arrived at the house where they were. The Spirit told him to go with them and not to make a distinction between them. These six brothers also accompanied him, and they entered a man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as Peter began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon him at the beginning, and then he remembered the word of the Lord. "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And at that point is when I started to realize what this whole message was talking about. And throughout that, I was trying to figure out what it was that Peter was trying to do this whole time. Peter wasn't just trying to spread the word, but he was trying to spread something else, something bigger that I wasn't understanding. And I did, and throughout this whole thing, I'm trying to figure out what it is I was going to. How I was going to get the gospel of John mixed in with Acts. And it wasn't clicking. And that's, when you stand up here to preach, that's what you got to try to do, is try to find that common ground, for one. Where the message is going, where it came from, and how to bring it together. And how to get everybody else to get on board with it. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of rambling words. You know, people walk away thinking, well, okay, somebody just filled in. That's no biggie. But once it clicked, I realized that when Peter said that, he was telling the elders and the Jews that if God said this and gave me this power with the Holy Spirit, who am I to stand in God's way of His word? Once that happened, the Jews, with Peter standing with the Gentiles, they heard that, and it finally clicked on in them too. They didn't have no objection. They had nothing to say. They thought to themselves, he's got a point. You know, for lack of a better word, he's got a point there. And then there was no further objections. They begin to praise God and said, so then even to the Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life. And after that, it was, you know, that's when the Gentiles and the Jews could start commingling. And that's where this all started to click. So, to sum it up a little bit better, in Acts, Peter had gone to a place where normally he shouldn't. Back then, the Gentiles and Jews did not get along. And this is what was happening. As Peter was heading out, he was being criticized. He went to his destination, was invited to break bread. He spoke the word. He had visions, went on, was criticized more. Then when with the Holy Spirit, he spoke what Jesus spoke with conviction, and everybody backed down. Then was in agreement, and most Jews and Gentiles got along. This is one example of God's grace extending to all nations. No matter what the culture or religious background, Peter also demonstrates the importance of the Holy Spirit's guidance, even when it challenges the norm. So, now, the last 3 years, Jesus has been ministering, teaching, preaching, preparing, and leading the disciples all over the Holy Land and elsewhere about. He was doing this in preparation of what was to come. As Jesus was near the end of his life, the disciples were getting stronger in faith, stepping out on their own just a little bit, such as Peter just did, as I explained. Jesus was preparing them to go out into the world to be Christ-like and preach and teach, just like Jesus. He was getting them ready for what he was no longer personally going to be able to do himself, but through them inside they were going to be able to do with him. Even today, we're all doing the same thing. We come to church on Sundays. Sometimes some of us do a Bible study during the week just to learn about the good news that is the Word of God and refresh and recharge, if you will, to go out and do what Jesus asks of us every week to do. There's one thing wrong with this scenario, but let me back up just a little bit here, or rewind some, if you will. so that way when I get on further, it'll make more sense. At the end of the week, the day, or the long weekend, the conference that never seems to end, the debate that took forever, the silly argument that lingered on and on, or the statement that had to be read and signed there before the final signing, or, you know, when anybody that's ever bought a house or a car, those long contracts that you gotta read through and check or put your initials on, it seemed to never end. You know, that final thing that we all seek. Does anybody know what that final thing is that we all seek at the end of the day or the end of the week or at the end of life?
Peace.
Love. Love. We all want love. It's all about the love. No matter whatever else or wherever else is about, it must be about love. Where people encounter the love of God for them, where people feel loved and accepted for who they are without judgment, where people are free to express love for others and back to God. Marty, go blue. See, we can have a love-hate relationship right there. I love my Michigan Wolverine. She loves her Buckeyes, but we still love each other. Is that right?
True.
See, there we go.
Although we know you're wrong.
Thank you. See, and that's the kind of love that this world needs. We can agree to disagree, and we can still love each other and laugh about it. And that's what we need more of in this world. So, a place that we can go and be able to express ourselves. It's all about the love. Now we can go back forward again when Jesus gave this commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. It wasn't at any random time in his ministry. And it so happened to be the night before he was crucified. This was his final teaching to the disciples before he died. Now, we could break this all down and get to the minuscule of it and, you know, down to the brass tacks and everything else. But I'm not equipped for all that, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole because I'm just going to get myself in trouble. But I will say that it's odd that Jesus said a new commandment. Isn't that an old commandment? Back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, didn't somebody already say to love your God with all your heart and mind and so on and so on? Well, isn't that word love already there? So what's new? We're already supposed to love. I think this is where the tricky part comes in. This is where I think I would get in trouble for trying to analyze and break it down. This commandment also says, love another as I have loved you. Jesus made it clear to his disciples, love one another as I have loved you. This is how everyone will know you're my disciples. Jesus was very clear back then. And just like today, how much clearer do we need him to be? In order to love one another as Jesus commanded us, we must do as he said. I know that's a hard thing to swallow because we didn't tell ourselves that. Somebody else had to tell us. And we know how good we listen to what other people tell us. So, for a long time, I had a problem with the word love. let alone that feeling. My wife can agree to that. Sometimes I still do. I thought saying it was a mushy sound. It made me feel weak. And believe me, when I was a kid, I was a small kid. So any sign of weakness, I couldn't show. It made me feel uncomfortable, weird. To have that feeling for anyone or anything was almost non-existent. As I got older, I had children, then grandchildren. Especially grandchildren, I really know what it means to hear and see in their faces that love that they have for me and that I have for them. When I say it or they say it to me, "I love you," when it comes to friends or acquaintances, strangers, or church family, loving them was hard to do at first, let alone understand how to love. The more I read and understand the good news, the more I studied, the more classes I take, the better I understand what love is. You know, it's not like when you love your kids or your wife or something. There's a different kind of love. It's an unconditional type of love, not just a physical love. There's a different type of love there. There was a time when there was a lot of hatred in my heart and in my eyes. Now the heart doesn't hurt much anymore, and the eyes see with much more clarity. Don't get me wrong, there's still some hatred inside, and trust me, I'm working on that. It's hard. It's been a long road, but eventually, and hopefully I'll get there. The past sometimes still haunts me, but it does, and so does it for some of you. But I can say with confidence that my family, friends, my church family, and any acquaintances that I've crossed paths with, I hold in my heart dearly, and I pray for, and I pray for a future of happiness for all of us. And I think if we all started living under this new commandment with conviction, it would spread like the coronavirus did, and this world would be a better tomorrow starting today. And in book of Revelation, it shows us through faith, there is hope of a vision for a future of a new world where all things are made new and good lives with us all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Before we start our prayers, anybody have any special requests?
Heidi.
Heidi?
Peggy.
My brother, Phil Vandercoy. Anyone else? No? Okay. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Fill the church with the spirit of your redeeming love. Make us steadfast in our proclamation of your grace for all people without exceptions, especially those often overlooked in our communities. Hear us, O God.
Awaken joy in the beauty and abundance of your creation. Show us the wonder of your presence from the smallest flower to the tallest tree. Recommit us to preservation of wild places. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Instruct all world leaders to protect the most vulnerable among us. Guide those in power towards equitable and just economic policies so that all might have sufficient resources to live safely and with dignity. Hear us, O God.
Pour out your love on all in need of care, those mourning losses, enduring trauma, experiencing broken relationships, yearning for companionship, or facing illness, especially family and friends of Barb, Joyce, Betty, Chuck, Fred, Judy, Jean, Kevin, David, Barb, Beth, Nancy, Krista, Dave, AJ, Caden and his family, Linda, Haley, Sandy, Scott, Ed, Tina, Bobby, Jim, and for those we name either aloud or silence in our hearts. Lord, wipe away every tear. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Abide with the victims of all forms of racism and systematic oppression, and renew our commitment to healing the wounds of our collective body in this community and in beyond. Hear us, O God.
Lord, we specially lift Peggy and Phil Vandercoy up, and also we ask you to keep a watch and love, help us love each other in this community of the church and churches wide. Lord, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these in all our prayers to you, O God. Trust that you are always with us in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace. Here, sir.
Let us pray. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace. Come along with these gifts we bring. Come again, among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with you, this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world. Amen.
This next part, please respond with the following. We give thanks and praise. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. By your word, you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts. Freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you
thanks and praise.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith. Increase our hope. And deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
All right. You guys may be seated. Next is the best part. Announcements. May's Noisy Offering will be donated to the Community Connections Expo. The current needs for the CCSG food pantry are
when? Lutheran Harbor should be St. Paul at 7 p.m. I'm assuming it's probably Wednesday that used to be when it was. I'm not sure when.
We'll have to ask Sean about that when he comes back that he can't put the date down.
Yeah. He's probably in a big hurry. He was busy this weekend.
Is he back in the office this week?
I don't know. He didn't say.
I was kind of under the impression that's what he said.
He probably will be. So if anybody has any questions, get over to Monday or Tuesday, and we'll find out.
He's home.
Yeah, I know he's home. He was here Saturday or yesterday. He had two funerals, so he was here.
The flowers here.
They were given in loving memory of Barb Keyes, whose funeral was held here yesterday. Please pray for her friends and family as they go through this troubled time. Bob's here and Mike Julia are here. So thank them for the flowers. Also, Melanie asked me to make this announcement. She still needs volunteers for the expo and also the Memorial Day Parade, which is on the 26th. If you have nothing going on the 26th for the parade, she needs able bodies or unable bodies, really. She just needs your hand to sit on the float, smile, and just wave. So if you can do this, or you can just stand there, and if I'm not doing it on that day, I'm just going to stand there and just do this. Just be a presence. See if I can get people's goats going or something. I don't know.
It's a short walk.
It is. So, who knows? Also, the day of the expo, she needs people to help with the door prize station, registration, and she needs people to help her at the car show. If you can help, please let Melanie or Marty know. So they need it. I think that's 30th or 31st.
31st.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Seeing none. Not hearing any. All right. That will be the end of that.
The triune God, who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, light your way with resurrection dawn, now and always.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Go, tell this good news.